to Shri Sai Ram.
I offer my humble and loving pranams at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagavan. Revered elders, dear brothers and sisters, Sai Ram to all of you. We are all here together at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagavan to celebrate the Silver Jubilee function of our hospital, Shri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Prashantigram, the temple of healing established by the Lord Himself. This is a moment of joy, of celebration, and above all, of gratitude and rededication to this masterpiece institution and the unique philosophy that Bhagavan Baba has gifted mankind. We begin the evening's proceedings with welcome speech by Sri Naganand Garu, who is a revered member of the Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust, Sai Ram.
Om Sri Sai Ram. With reverential pranams at the divine lotus feet of our Lord Bhagavan Sri Sathya Sai Baba, gives me great pleasure to make this brief welcome address. Before I say anything about the hospital, I need to mention some historical facts. The historical fact is that we are celebrating 25 years of selfless service by this medical institution, one day before the 25th year. This has great significance. There are two reasons why we are celebrating it one day ahead. One reason is that in Bhagwan's calendar, if he set a date for something, it was always achieved before that date arrived. Bhagavan announced that a super speciality hospital would be set up in the small village of Puttaparthi on his birthday in the year 1990 and said emphatically that the hospital will be inaugurated before my next birthday. And as he said, the hospital was inaugurated on the 22nd of November 1991. Just before we came here, we had the privilege of taking our Honorable Minister, Sri Jagat Prakash Nadda ji, who came not for the first time, but on more than one occasion he has come. And we took him around the hospital, and he had at the end of that visit a brief video clip that was shown to him. I'm sure most of you, or many of you who are in this audience, would have had occasion to see that video clip, which talks about how the hospital was started, how the hospital was conceived, and how the architects were guided at every stage. And at every stage, it was Bhagwan's direct involvement in the running, in the making of this hospital. The hospital has now existed for 25 years, and we are celebrating the Silver Jubilee. 25 years in the life of an institution is a big landmark, because it starts with the 25th year and then goes on to the Golden Jubilee and then the Diamond Jubilee and then the Centenary. I'm not sure how many of us who are in this audience will probably be there at that time, but we cannot miss the moment of today in trying to recall what exactly has this medical institution achieved. Just to recap, I think the most important thing that this medical institution has achieved is to showcase to the world that a medical institution rendering tertiary care can be set up, can be run completely free of charge, giving medical relief to anybody under the sun. To the rich, to the poor, to the devout, to the devotee, to the non-devotee, it makes no difference to this institution. It is just that you are a human being, and any human being who is in distress is the one which moved Bhagwan. And this is the shining example that this institution has given to this country. Those of you who have had occasion to visit the hospital will go in and see a newly set up a small exhibition area which contains extracts from some leading personalities who visited the hospital. And one common thread we find in all that is, oh my God, I never knew this was possible. Oh my God, I didn't know that there was such an institution. Oh my God, I didn't know that it was only God who could do this. These are the threads of comments that we see there. So really speaking, it was Bhagwan whose hand is in it. Now if you look at medical side, what exactly has this achieved apart from the service? One is that it gives service to anybody. Two, and coming a close second, is most importantly, this gives service infused with love. Now again another comment which we see in those comments that we see there in the boards are that it is amazing to see. In fact, one of the commentators says, President Kalam, he says that I went and saw the hospital. I did not see the doctors there or the nurses there. I saw them as angels of God. This is exactly what Swami has created in this village. So this is on the human side of it, but on the material side of it, number of developments, it started with cardiac sciences. In less than 1 year, the department of urology, the department of nephrology was started. A few years later, the DNB courses started in cardiology, cardiothoracic surgery and urology. In 1994, ophthalmology as a department started. And in 1995, all of you might try to recall, the very first CT scanner in India manufactured by Siemens and set up in the country was in Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences. So Swami showed the way. Swami showed that it is possible to do it. Swami showed that it is possible to render service with great deal of love and affection. And Swami also showed that it is possible to achieve excellence in the medical field. The plastic surgery department started in 1997, the orthopedics department in 2006, and the gastroenterology endoscopy in 2008. And later on, a very interesting experiment of joining hands with the Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning and setting up a very important research center, the Chondrocyte Research Laboratory, that was set up in 2012. And this laboratory has done quite a bit of pioneering research, and all of you might be happy to know that the first human chondrocyte implant was performed on 19/8/2015. So this is a landmark and an achievement in this hospital, which shows that at the same time that you are actually rendering good service and treating patients, it has become an important center for research. And lastly, we have been having a number of programs at NABH. We have NABH certifications. And as all of you are aware, NABH is a certification which most commercial hospitals take. It is that they have to put up on their advertisements that we are an NABH accredited institution. So when the question came up as to whether this hospital should also take NABH, after a great deal of debate, the trustees felt that it is important for us to showcase to the world that we are a free institution, but we have set the best standards and we do want to go in for NABH accreditation. So viewed from any point, I think the hospital has achieved a fantastic height. Coming to the occasion, we have amidst us a very honored guest. A guest who has had the privilege of coming here more than once. He is none other than the Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare, Honorable Sri Jagat Prakash Nadraji. He hails from the state of Himachal Pradesh. He has visited Himachal Pradesh centers. He knows what exactly is Swami, what is Swami's message, and what is the amount of service that is being done. We are indeed fortunate, sir, that you have taken time. आप पार्लियामेंट के होते हुए भी दिल्ली शहर को छोड़ के एक दिन के लिए सही आप यहाँ आए, आप यहाँ पधारे, आपको बहुत बहुत आभार है। आपकी जो पोजीशन है उसमें आप देख सकते हैं कि स्वामी का जो अस्पताल यहां पर है, ऐसा ही और एक अस्पताल स्वामी ने बैंगलोर में किया है, व्हाइटफील्ड में। वहां कार्डियक साइंसेस के अलावा न्यूरोलॉजी, न्यूरोसर्जरी भी है। इसके अलावा दो जनरल हॉस्पिटल्स हैं। अभी अभी पिछले साल वो जनरल हॉस्पिटल का अभी नया इमारत हमने बनाया है और बहुत मॉडर्न जनरल हॉस्पिटल, जो हर रोज 1000 के ऊपर जो मरीज आते हैं उनको 1000 के ऊपर से देखते हैं, उनका जो भी चिकित्सा देना है हम दे रहे हैं, वो अस्पताल भी इसी इमारत के बिल्कुल पीछे ही है। इन एडिशन वी हैव सेट अप मोबाइल हॉस्पिटल्स, सो द मेडिकल केयर मिशन ऑफ भगवान इज गोइंग ऑन फुल स्टीम अहेड एंड वी ओनली वॉन्ट टू प्लेस ऑन रिकॉर्ड एंड थैंक स्वामी for giving us this opportunity. I think Swami is a constant source. I'll conclude, though I'm running out of time, but just one small narration to show to you how Swami actually ran this institution. You know, once I was coming to Puttaparthi and there was a telephone call from one of the officers in the hospital to say, Naganandji, there is a small doubt I have. Can we meet for clarification? So on the way to hospital, I went straight to the hospital. I met with the gentleman. It took me about 15-20 minutes. There was some labor-related issue. We clarified, we discussed. I had a cup of coffee and left. And I came straight here. And in less than half an hour, I was here for darshan. The minute Swami, he said, Bangaru, are you all right? So I was a bit taken aback by that question. Then I said, yes, Swami, I'm fine. You had gone to hospital. I thought you were not well. Then I said, I got the message that though we were all placed in different positions in the trust, it was Swami who was looking after everything, and Swami felt that he was responsible for all the happenings in the hospital. And he did not want any of the trustees to actually worry about the running of the hospital. He said, I am here to run it, why are you worried? Now, after the Mahasamadhi, the responsibility has fallen on the shoulders of the central trust. And therefore, every day we pray to Bhagwan. Every meeting we pray to Bhagwan. And we tell him, Bhagwan, we are looking at these things as you are looking at. So please guide us. And I can tell you that 6 years down the line, we have full measure of blessing from Bhagwan, full directions from Swami. Every single decision that we take is blessed by Bhagwan in his own way. And therefore, the trustees have great confidence that this institution will reach greater heights. It has done exceptionally well, and we need to only remind ourselves and constantly thank Bhagwan for giving us this opportunity of doing this service. With these words, I have great pleasure in welcoming Sri Naddaji and all the devout devotees who have assembled in such large numbers for this year's Swami Jayanti celebrations, which is to take place on 23rd. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you very much, sir. I now invite Dr. Neelam Desai, head of the Department of Cardiothoracic Surgery, to speak to us about the hospital.
Om Shri Sai Ram. In the words of the French philosopher Voltaire, doctors are men who prescribe medicines of which they know little, to cure diseases of which they know less, in human beings of whom they know nothing. The pivotal word in this cutting description being know, a surrogate for knowledge. To this embodiment of all knowledge, learning and wisdom, Bhagwan Shri Sathya Sai Baba, I offer my most humble and loving pranams. Honorable Union Minister of Health and Family Welfare, Shri Naddaji. Honorable Minister of IT and Communications, Government of Andhra Pradesh, Palle Raghunath Reddy. Esteemed Director of NABH, Dr. B.K. Rana. All revered members of the Trust, all dignitaries, My dear brothers and sisters, Sai Ram, and a warm welcome to all of you. In ancient Rome, Cicero said, "In nothing do men more nearly approach the gods than giving health to others." Human life is precious, and this echoes an aphorism from our ancient Indian culture, which places a doctor on par with God himself, Vaidyo Narayano Hari. It is something that we are aware of right from our early days and something we strive to do wholeheartedly. Being a doctor calls for wearing multiple caps as a friend, counselor, physician, student, and a teacher. Only then can a doctor be called or can be claimed to be a balanced person. In Cicero's time, they spoke the Latin word docere, which means to teach or to show. This is where the word doctor comes from. Being in this field is a continuous process of learning and teaching. The day we attempt to stop any of this, this is the day we stop growing. Modern medicine has undergone revolutionary changes over the last 100 years. In fact, the biggest advances in the field have occurred after the 1930s. This begs the question, are we really providing the best healthcare possible in the best manner possible? The other day I came across a message, "I was born healthy. The hospitals made me sick." Nothing describes the current decay in our healthcare system more aptly. Despite the apparent advancements in the field, there is a gaping hole, a chasm that only threatens to overwhelm. It behooves us all to recall the words of Mark Twain, an American humorist: "Mother Nature heals and the doctor sends the bill." Apathy has become synonymous with the service rendered by medical profession in certain segments, something which is highly condemnable and deplorable. A profession once considered unquestionably noble and venerated as very commendable has become today a science bereft of its soul. The principles of selflessness, compassion, and love which govern patient-doctor interaction have been completely replaced with greed, ambition, and an uncaring attitude. Medicine today is less an art, more a business which has restricted and prevented the large majority access to good health. The universality of healthcare has today become rigidly local and limited. What we needed was a revolution of hearts and minds to awaken us all. And this revolution has begun in Puttaparthi, a small hamlet in Andhra Pradesh, where you have free healthcare. Medical profession has been humbled by Bhagwan's vision that medical aid is the right of every individual and he should get it free of cost. Science without humanity is dangerous, Sai Baba says. The cost of providing medical care should be absorbed by the society and not be prized and sold in the market as a commodity. It was the 65th birthday of Bhagwan. The year was 1990, and Swami declared that in exactly 1 year's time, he would be starting a hospital worth 100 crores of rupees, doing cardiac surgeries totally free, and also treatment in other specialties like kidney, pulmonary medicine, cancer, brain. They all would be added, the specialities. Thus was born Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences. The profound vision and conviction of Bhagwan had materialized into a concrete reality. The hospital truly is a unique place on earth, built in less than a year. It's a testament to Swami's will and the human spirit. It appears more like a temple than a hospital. The birth of the hospital was nothing less than a miracle, where the massive area of 1,85,000 square feet was built in less than 7 months, a construction which would take a minimum of 7 years to complete. 4 major cardiac surgeries were performed on the first day of inauguration, and there was no looking back since then. Within a few years of its construction, in the year 1994, our hospital got ranked in the Architectural Digest as the top 50 hospitals of the world. It was the first time a hospital... It was the first time a hospital birthed from the developing countries was selected. The architects who chose our hospital said there were two reasons to put our hospital in the list. The first reason was the philosophy of the holy man that the healthcare and education should be free for the entire mankind. The second reason they said there's always a form and there is always a function. This institution was a perfect fusion of form and function that they had come across. Hospital's architecture by design embodied the symbolism and proportions of sacred traditions that are believed to engender a divine healing energy. The hospital is open to all the citizens of the world, irrespective of nationality, caste, creed, language, or financial status. Leading specialists from all over the world come and volunteer to donate their services and are complementary to the hospital's highly competent team of doctors. Magnitude of work done in the last 25 years is unparalleled in the history of the healthcare of the world. Here, not only the professional need of an individual finds fulfillment, but a person is transformed in other dimensions as well. This is undoubtedly the experience of every individual who comes in contact with our hospital. This hospital has quietened the naysayers by its commitment to standard of quality care being delivered completely free. All the departments are equipped with ultra-modern facilities on par with any advanced hospital in the world. This is the divine paradox. It is modern and sophisticated, yet it is free. Bhagwan says, what can be offered to your parents and family must be offered to others, irrespective of class and creed, and with the same zeal and interest. This uniformity of healthcare, which is prompted and run on the principles of selflessness, love and affection, is the principle which resonates across every doctor, technician, nurse and healthcare provider in Swami's Institute. It's a standard which shall continue for the years to come without any interruptions. We are clear in our minds that we cannot wipe every tear and see all the patients or ailments of this country or of the world. No. Bhagwan has created a model for the world to follow. This is a reduplicatable model which can be started anywhere and in any society, determined to serve and has the unity of thought, word and deed. Bhagwan gives a beautiful insight of what a doctor should be like. He said that love and compassion are the two most important ingredients that the patients look for in a doctor. Paropkarartham idam shariram. The body is an instrument of service. We are today in the midst of sickness and illness of body, mind and soul. Day by day the clouds only seem to be getting darker with lesser and lesser light and comfort. Today we have newer technologies, robotic surgeries, artificial hearts, newer vaccines, monoclonal antibodies, etc. and whatnot. Does this define the success of modern medicine? The answer is a resounding no. The real victory will be when we succeed in making these services accessible to each and every human being in a manner that touches their heart and comforts their soul. I will close with a favorite saying of mine. Always do the right thing. It will gratify some people and astonish the rest. I pray to Bhagwan to make us worthy instruments who always endeavor to do all that is right and good in his divine mission of healthcare. A small poem by Robin Fogel is very apt. Lord, as I treat my patients, help me to be wise. Let me see their problems through your discerning eyes. Guide me, Lord, and use me in everything I do, for you are the great physician and I long to be like you. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you, ma'am, for those insightful words. Coming up is a proud and a very special moment for all of us. Sri Satisai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences has always upheld highest standards of quality in patient care right from the day of its inception. A recent testimony to this is the accreditation of our hospital by the NABH, National Accreditation Board for Hospitals and Healthcare Providers, which is a constituent body of the Quality Council of India. I now invite Dr. B.K. Rana, Director of the NABH, to hand over the Certificate of Accreditation to Dr. Gurumurthy, Director of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Prashanthi Gram. To tell to the world about our work and the services available, we are releasing an updated brochure of our hospital. I now request the Honorable Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare, Sri J.P. Naddaji, to offer the updated brochure at the Divine Lotus Feet. Again, my privilege to invite 5 veteran doctors of our hospital who have been serving Swami in this temple of healing for over 2 decades. I now request the guest of honor, Sri J.P. Naddaji, Honorable Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare, to hand over our token of love and appreciation to these distinguished doctors. First, may I call upon Dr. Neelam Desai. Madam joined this hospital in February 1993 and is currently heading the Department of Cardiothoracic Surgery. Next, Dr. Ramnath Iyer. Dr. Ramnath Iyer came to the portals of our institute in August 1993 and is currently the head of the Department of Cardiology. Dr. P.K. Dash. Dr. Dash has been with us since June 1996 and is currently the head of the Department of Cardiology, Sri Satisa Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Whitefield. Dr. C.K. Reddy. Dr. Reddy joined our hospital in August 1994 and is currently the head of the Department of Radiology. Dr. Venkata Raghava Reddy. Dr. Reddy has been with us since September 1997 and is currently heading the Department of Plastic Surgery. Thank you very much, sir. May I now request Shri J.P. Nadda, Honorable Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare, to address us. Sit down.
First and foremost, my pranam to Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. My reverence to members of the Sri Satya Sai Baba Central Trust, Honorable Minister for IT, Andhra Pradesh Government, Sri Raghunath Reddy Ji, the Director of Super Speciality Hospital, all the doctors, the faculty members, staff, working in the hospital, and all the devotees who have gathered here. It is indeed a matter of great happiness, pleasure, and I feel blessed for being part of this Silver Jubilee celebration of the Satya Sai Baba Hospital Trust. Few days back, I was asked by Shri Shyam Sharma Ji, who happens to be the president of Himachal Pradesh, that the hospital is celebrating its silver jubilee and you should be there. Dr. Shyam Sharma is also my teacher, who happens to be my teacher also. I told him that it will not be my wish, but it will be rather Swami's command which is going to take place. It is not me who is going to decide. He was very much disturbed because I was not confirming that I'll be coming for the program. I said it's not in my hands, Shyamji. It is in the hand of Swami. His wish will be command, and certainly I'll make it to be here on this occasion. I happened to be here in 2002 also. At that time I was the state health minister, and I got the opportunity to visit the hospital at that point also. From 2002 to 2016, the hospital has gone a long way. And I remember I was blessed by Swamiji. There's a small room behind this. And I was offered with a ring also. I was blessed with a ring also at that time. So it's all His Almighty's design and desire that we all perform accordingly. I had never thought that I would be coming here as the Union Health Minister. But it is the design and the command of Swami which has destined it to happen. So I pay my respects and we all work accordingly and see that we work for humanity at large. When I talk about hospitals, and when I talk about this hospital, I have been a health minister for a long time, and I happen to, with my experience, I had the occasion of commissioning many hospitals. Hospital is one thing which takes time to develop and takes time to commission. At this point of time, we are working on 11 All India Institute of Medical Sciences. 6 are commissioned, rest are to be commissioned. All these All India Institute of Medical Sciences are taking not less than 4 and a half years with all of our energy and command. But thinking of starting such a big hospital, super specialty block, Swamiji's wish, which was converted into command and it was done, within a short span of 1 year, is a miracle I can say on earth. And in that 1 year also, the construction stage took only for 7 months. We have been working for hospitals. We know where the planning goes wrong. We know how much time an architect takes. We know how many times he makes a plan and then he revisits and he makes some addition and some alterations. So thinking of such a big hospital within a short span of 1 year is nothing less than a miracle. It is only because of Swamiji's Ashirwad which has taken place. We also talk about, as health minister, we say we would like to give affordable, accessible, qualitative health services. But here when I talk, the affordable word is gone. Because it is all free of cost. So there is nothing where we say that it is affordable or where you are subsidized. Again, running such a big hospital where you have done 43 lakh OPDs, where you have done some 3.2 lakh surgeries, and that too completely free, is I think one of the greatest service to the humanity which has been done. And when I talk about the patient care in such super specialty Sai Baba hospital, it is not only that you are treating the patient's disease, you are also treating the patient. Aap bimari ko hi dur nahi kar rahe hain, aap bimar ko bhi bimari ki avastha se nikal rahe hain, aap bimar ki bhi chinta kar rahe hain. That is the greatest part. The treatment is with compassion. The treatment is with spiritualism. The treatment is with human value. And the treatment is free of cost. So I can say that certainly the trust, according to the wishes and desire of Swami, is doing a very commendable job, and we all should see and support this institution to come up in the right direction. I'm happy that today Dr. Rana has also certified it with the accreditation of NABH, although such institutions do not need it. But still, according to the international standards, you have done, and according to the National Board of Examination, you are also having the DNB courses here. And that too, I'm told that in DNB, that is on what I know, the pass result is 25 to 30%. But here in this institute, the DNB result is 100%. So again, it cannot be done by supporting some institution by clutches, by crutches. It can be done by hard work, by sincerity, by doing the right type of disease management, by putting your full strength, energy into the eliminating the disease and taking care of the patient. And this is because of the environment which, and the in spiritualism which is blessed by Swami, which we are having here. You're not only having IPDs, indoor patient management, you're not having OPDs also, but you're also having, we have done a very good job in outdoor patient care also. I'm told that approximately some 10 lakh camps have been addressed, have been held, some 10 lakh medical camps have taken place. I'm told that some 10 lakh units of blood donation has been done in this year itself. You have also done social service and you have also started the Bal Vikas courses for educating about the Indian values. So a lot of work in the field of health has been done. I am told in Himachal also many blood donation camps have taken place. Many health camps have taken place. And in very all respective states are having such type of programs. I can say one thing, that this is a unique experience which this our trust is trying to do in the field of humanity and healthcare system. This has to be sustained. This has to be grown further. I am also happy to note that the trust has maintained the pace after Swamiji has taken Mahasamadhi, which becomes very challenging also. It's not an easy task. When Swamiji was bodily present here, the vibrations and the emotions and the capacity was different. But when he has taken Mahasamadhi and as a body he is not with us, but by his vibrations, by his presence, by his ashirvad, such huge human activity is going on, is certainly commendable. And I feel that we all should carry on with the whole spirit behind it. And we should carry on. When we talk about the Silver Jubilee celebrations, we see that in the past 25 years, hospital has gone a long way. It has attained all international standards. Such a good institution, health institution, catering the rural area, catering also the rural population, is something very, which is not found elsewhere. And when I was told that when this institution was coming up, they said that you can develop the structure, you can develop the infrastructure, but where will you get the soft, that is the manpower? Where you will get the software? It is the hardware which you are going to get. But because of Swamiji's blessing, you have been able to do that. I wish that we have to go a long way. Many new interventions I have learned as far as the hospital management is concerned. I will try to replicate in my ministry also and see that how best we can serve the humanity by the interventions which the human person does with compassion and takes care not only of the disease but the diseased also, but the patient also, this is going to make a change. Friends, in the end, I would like to say that I am also one of you who is trying to work for the humanity. Let's exchange lessons from each other and make healthcare a better healthcare facility in coming times. Thank you very much for giving me a patient today.
Thank you very much, sir, for your words of wisdom. We offer the evening's proceedings at the Divine Lotus Feet with vote of thanks by Dr. Rajan Anand, Consultant, Department of Anesthesiology.
Shri Sai Ram. My humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan, and my loving Sai Ram to all. First and foremost, I would like to express our gratitude to Bhagwan, who is not merely the founder of this hospital, but our constant inspiration and guide. In fact, Bhagwan is truly the goal of all our endeavors. To build this hospital, Bhagwan invested something more valuable than money, pure and selfless love. Thanks to this love, because of which hospital has been flourishing substantially and serving humanity for the last 25 years. On behalf of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Prashantigram, I take this opportunity to thank Honorable Sri Jagat Prakash Nadda, Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare, Government of India, for taking time out of his busy schedule and gracing the occasion by joining us for the Silver Jubilee celebrations. We are inspired by your great words. We pray to Bhagwan to shower his infinite grace on him and his family. I wish to express our profuse thanks to Dr. B.K. Rana, Director, National Accreditation Board for Hospitals and Healthcare Providers, for coming personally to hand over the accreditation certificate. We are greatly encouraged by your presence. I thank you, sir, for your participation. My special thanks to all the devotees and the distinguished assemblage for their august presence amongst us on this historic occasion. And last but not the least, we are thankful to the members of Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust for permitting and encouraging us to put up this program in the divine presence of Bhagwan, commemorating the 25th anniversary of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Prashantigram. Jai Sai Ram.
महागणपते नमोस्तुते
कण में साई सभा है, ईश्वर प्रेम
के अवतारा
दीन दुखियों से प्रेम करो मेरा साई प्रसन्न होगा। वाहे गुरु वाहे गुरु वाहे गुरु जी बोलो, वाहे गुरु वाहे गुरु वाहे गुरु जी बोलो,
शिवाय नमः शिवाय नमः Shivaya Namo Namah Shivaya.
Satya Narayana Govinda Madhava, Sai Narayana Govinda Keshava.
Mahavir Jesu Sai Bolo, Hare Ram, Madhura Ram. Krishna Hare Ram Madhura Ram Jai Ram Hare Krishna Hare Ram Madhura Ram Jai Ram Punya Ram Pavitra Ram 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 Jai
Narayana, Narayana, Om Jai Sadguru. जय बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबा।